Welcome to Momfessions, an honest discussion about the beauty and the burden of motherhood. I'm Emily.
And I'm Erin. We hope these next few minutes encourage, inspire, and remind you that we are all in this together. This is Momfessions, a Beale Media production.
Episode 90, Meet Momfessions 2.0. Hello, Momfessions friends. It is Emily, and this is a super duper very special episode because we are, yes, kind of launching a new season, but we are launching Momfessions 2.0 here because, drum roll please, I don't know how we do that on the microphone, but just pretend, my very good friend and new Momfessions co-host, yay, is here today. We're so excited. Erin is now joining our Momfessions team. Welcome, Erin.
Hello.
Yay, you're going to be here all the time.
Woo-woo.
So, this has been kind of a journey, a transition, a process. Momfessions originally launched a long time ago. In like 2019 with Beth, who was our co-host for a long time. And then there was like this thing, this pandemic thing. And she ended up moving with her family to another state and kind of ended our time together as co-hosts. And we had a special season of Momfessions where we were searching for the golden co-host. We were looking for the star, and we found her in Erin, who has been on a couple of episodes before, and I talked her into joining us full-time.
You twisted my arm.
Oh, I did. I very gently asked, and then when she, you know, like, it was my heart's desire for it to work, and then whenever you did kind of seem interested... Well, there was, you know, we had a lot of changes at Beale Media, so we were kind of reorganizing. And then when I made my big pitch and you said yes, it was like the best news ever. So
the sky's open.
I'm very excited about our future here. So, okay, here we're going to talk a little bit about, because we're not just co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
We're friends.
Yes.
And we've been friends for probably a dozen years.
I was thinking around 10
in my head. Probably. Okay.
It's all based on how old our girls are.
That's right. That's true. How old? I can't remember when we first met. So we met at like a, essentially like a Mommy and Me music class here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls just ended up being in the same class like multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your memory? Like, what's the story from your perspective?
I do remember having classes together. And I remember at the end of a season, they would have a big concert, kind of sing along together in a conference room or
yes,
a big event room.
That's right. That's right.
On the campus. And we were nearing the end of that event, and we had made a way to sit kind of close to each other. And at the very end of that event, we kind of looked at each other and said, maybe we should exchange numbers, because my daughter was aging out at that point. She was getting a little bit bored of that music class,
okay.
And I knew there was a chance we wouldn't be back. So we took that leap and exchanged phone numbers right then and there.
Yes.
And... We had a play date at a park.
I vaguely remember this. I remember having, it was almost, was it like in a gym or something? Like some big room?
It was in a big ballroom.
It was like a big room.
On campus,
I remember, yes.
Yes.
And then, we made friends.
Yes. I remember inviting you to a play date at a park not too far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls played together. And the rest is history.
And we chatted. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so fun. Yeah, so we've been friends for a long time. And I love it, too, that we're kind of the friends that are, until now, our daily lives don't really, like, intersect a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then whenever we do, you know, find the time, it takes you 6 months to plan something, as we know.
Yeah.
But when we do find the time to get together, it's just like we pick up wherever
right,
we left off, and we keep up with each other.
And even though our days don't intersect, our lives are similar in a lot of ways. Our kids are very close in age, mm-hmm. just months apart practically. They're in the same grades pretty much. We have similar interests within our family, similar struggles that our families face. So yeah. that makes for an easy friendship.
Yes, it has been something that has meant a lot to me. And I always feel like you're somebody, too, that I can chat with that will tell me the truth. Like, whatever Erin says about this, she's going to say it honestly, and she'll tell me if I need to get my life back together. So, we're kind of talking about our friendship, but it makes me think about, this is a topic that has come up on the podcast before, but also just in like the mom circles that we have, like through Fort Worth moms, Dallas moms, Collin County moms, is the whole notion of making mom friends. Mm-hmm. It's one of the topics that we get a lot of engagement whenever we, because I think, this is what I think from observation. Everybody thinks everyone else has a tribe and you don't. Like, that's, you know, like, mm-hmm. or everyone else has these, like, really good mom friends. And then everyone wants to know what the secret is to, like,
the grass being greener
making
on the other side.
Mom friends. Yes. Because you just don't feel like, oh, you have what you need. So, what are your thoughts about that?
So, I think quality is more important than quantity in friendships. And perhaps you do have a tribe. It's just not as large as you think it should be, when in actuality, maybe the small tribe that you have is really adequate.
Yeah.
I think it's easy in life to always think something's better over there than what I have right here in front of me. I do think it can be hard to make mom friends, but I also just like to hold tight to the ones that I have. I don't know, in case I don't ever make many more new friends for the rest of my life. Let me just hold close to the ones that I do have and treasure. And I do think it depends on if you're an extrovert or an introvert. I think it depends on if you have kids and activities or not. Because, you know, my kids have funneled a lot of friends my way.
That's true, yeah. And I had to... I think that I had to learn that my expectations for mom friends had to be different than how I viewed friends before kids, right? Because all the things that you said, like activities, nap times, like all those things, like your life kind of becomes dictated in a bit around the needs of your kids and like what you want for your family life. And so... like your expectations, like it's okay, you know, if we didn't talk for 6 months. It's just changing your expectations about the role or the roles of friends, you know. Also for me, like being more open. And for me personally, that's not a natural part of my personality, is just to be kind of like wide open.
To be vulnerable.
Vulnerable, yes. Not to be like snobby or, oh, we don't talk to them, like that kind of thing. But for me, it's more of like a protective.
For sure.
Like, I got to know that I can know you and trust you before I open up.
I think that is more common than you think. I don't think you are alone in feeling that way, especially in today's climate with politics the way they are, and the pandemic, and so many issues polarizing people.
Yeah.
You're taking a chance. Is this an ally or is this really an enemy? Do I be vulnerable and share some of my beliefs and my morals and my thoughts on parenting? Or is this going to be a person who turns around and hotly disagrees with me and stomps away? So, yes, you are taking a chance being vulnerable. You're taking a chance being vulnerable in today's in today's culture. And do you feel safe doing that? I have found I can be friends with people that I don't always agree with or align with. I choose to focus instead on the things that we have in common, the things that we share, the things that I like about that person, and just avoid the hot button issues that maybe we don't agree on. But I totally know some moms who won't do that. They're not capable or interested in being friends with somebody who doesn't align with their politics, their beliefs, their morals, and so forth. So it is an interesting time to try to make friends with other moms.
Yeah, it is. And I have to, I think, like when we go into new spaces, like we, for instance, we recently have settled on a new church after about like 3 years. And I found myself definitely consequence of the pandemic, but being much more guarded and having to intentionally just try to force myself to be a little bit more open up and have the mindset that, like, not to judge people based on what I see, you know, and it takes work, like, for me, because I want to start categorizing really quickly and just being like, there could be a friend here, you know, and so I have to be open to pursue that, to find out if there is someone
that you have something in common with,
and to take that like act of courage to say, hey, can I have your number?
Yes.
Or, hey, do you want to go out to Chick-fil-A after this?
Yes.
Or, hey, do you want to meet at the park? Like, making those opportunities, I think you have to put some effort into it.
Yes.
It's just not going to develop as organically as it did when you were in a college dorm.
Right. And we have some other obstacles to consider. Put your phone down.
Right.
Don't check that email. Don't get on social media while you're sitting there waiting on your kids' gymnastics class to end. Don't sit out in your car scrolling. Maybe you need to.
That's such a good point, Erin. Yes.
You've got to put that phone back in your pocket and engage with folks, as scary as it may be. And again, I think that goes back to, are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? And even if you are an introvert, I guarantee you, you have something in common with some people around you that if you started talking about, you would find your tribe.
Want to make mom friends? We host more than 30 Facebook community groups for moms all across the DFW Metroplex. For Collin County moms, Dallas moms, and Fort Worth moms. We have regional groups for neighborhoods and topical groups like Dallas Food Allergy Moms or the Collin County Moms Book Club. Check out our show notes at fwmoms.com to find a community group or two that's right for you. Are you an extrovert or an introvert?
I lean more towards the extrovert side.
And I am an introvert.
Are you?
Yes. Everybody's always shocked by this because I can be friendly.
Yes.
And.
But you are also a master of words.
Correct. But I swear to you on my life, I'm an introvert. And this is how I know. Like, when we've done events for Fort Worth Moms, or we go to a party, I don't dread going. I enjoy being there. I do like people. But I am wiped out.
Afterwards.
Emotionally, mentally, verbally, physically. Okay. And I have to be alone.
Yeah.
Away from my husband, away from my children, on a couch somewhere, preferably.
Decompressing.
And I have to have that. Like, I will be useless if I don't. I remember this one event we had with Fort Worth Moms, and I think I had just pushed myself too far in the extroverted space, and literally between the breaks, I would have to go into this, like, closet-like room, and I would stay in there, because if I had to, like, it wasn't I was trying to avoid people or I hated people coming up and talking to me, but I was not going to be able to finish the event if I did not retreat for a minute. So...
And so people who were extroverts may have seen you in that moment and thought, oh, I'm not sure I can be friends with her.
Right.
She doesn't want to be spoken to.
She's in the closet.
Yes.
Yes.
She's not my people.
Yes.
When, in fact, had they met you an hour or so earlier, maybe you all could have connected. So timing is important. Types of personalities, I think, are important. But I also just believe in my heart of hearts that I have something in common with everybody, and yes, I will work to find what
that's
that
true.
Is.
Yeah,
I'm okay with talking to strangers or close friends to figure out what do we have in common? What can we both mm-hmm. laugh about and
right.
enjoy talking
yeah.
about? And I think it's important just to take a leap from time to time, especially if you're in a space that you're going to be in repeatedly. Sitting there waiting on your kids' sports practice to end, mm-hmm. that is the perfect opportunity to meet someone new that you clearly have something in common with. Your child is in an activity together. You're going to be in the same space every
right.
week. I have made friends that way. That's how we met.
Right.
We were in the same place week after week with a child who's involved in a specific, very specific activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be vulnerable sometimes.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out,
oh,
know,
well,
yeah. It's just not going to damage the rest of your life and not prevent you from making friends further down the road. I do think it's important to have friends from different parts of life. And I think it's important to have friends that you can call on for different
yes.
things.
Yes.
I have friends that I can reach out to complain about my parents because they've known my parents
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that I can complain about my boss to because guess what? They have the same boss,
right.
work friends, friends at school. Gosh, don't we all need those for when our kids forget their homework
mm-hmm.
and we need
right.
to know what the vocabulary words are?
Yes.
Friends from sports, so we can commiserate in the heat, in the rain, and in the cold together when we're on those sidelines.
Yes.
But seriously, friends that you know can cheer you up, friends that are going to be there for you in difficult times, friends that tell you the truth. The only way to get those friends is to take that chance and maybe talk to a stranger.
Yeah, you're so right. And, you know, I think we think a lot about, particularly when you, if you're like a younger mom that have younger kids, like both of our youngest is in third grade, but if you've got an infant or a toddler and you're trying to think of ways, you're trying to think of ways to socialize your kids with other kids. Also, you can think of ways to socialize yourself, you know,
mm-hmm.
so like when you go into those situations, don't only think about of like, oh, making a friend for Anna,
mm-hmm.
but like also look for friends for yourself.
Yes.
Like they are there. Other letting go of the whole notion that everybody else has it together is what you just like let go of that
right.
because you can guarantee that there are other women in that same room
mm-hmm.
who are also wondering if anybody wants to be
mm-hmm.
a friend or, you know, wanting that. So,
and there's always women who are new to the city
yes.
and are looking for friends.
Yes.
Maybe you can be that person to help them figure
mm-hmm.
out where's the best museum, what's the
yeah.
best day to go to the zoo.
Yeah.
People are mobile these days and don't necessarily live in the same city that they were born and raised in. And those are the main women who need
mm-hmm.
friends, and therefore maybe you can be vulnerable with them and they're going to be willing to be vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
You need each other.
If you go to one of the mom meetups, you are absolutely there with other moms who are looking
mm-hmm.
for mom friends. That is why they are there.
Mm-hmm.
So those are perfect opportunities to really meet, you know, other moms too. And our mom community groups are divided in two ways. They're either geographical, so they're in like the area of the metroplex you live in, or they're topical, so these are women who are on a similar life path. So like a single mom, we have adoptive and foster moms, we have moms who parent kids with differences and disabilities, we also have one that's a book club.
Mm-hmm.
You like reading?
Mm-hmm.
Like hang out with other moms
yes.
who like read, you know.
Yes.
So those are great spots to like make connections with women.
And it's interesting that over the past couple of years, I have used social media to find groups that I probably would not be able to find just on day-to-day walking
Heck yeah.
around.
Yes.
But yes, if you have some really specific interest, I guarantee you there is a group on social media of other people who have that same interest
mm-hmm.
and you can connect with them, be they right
yeah.
here in the same city or across the country.
Yes. So this is our first episode, official launch. Mom Fessions is, we're not really changing the heart or anything of what we do. We're still confessing about the beauty and the burden of motherhood. That's kind of our catchphrase. But I'm interested to know, just from your heart, off the top of your head, what are your hopes for Mom Fashions Podcast? Ooh,
I'm always looking for mom hacks. I'm always looking for ways that I can grow, not just as a mom, but as a woman. Mm-hmm. Ways to improve my health, ways to grow my intelligence, ways to become a more empathetic person, a more empathetic mom. Learning, you mentioned being modern, learning new technology. And what is on the horizon that will benefit us and benefit our children. I'm hoping those are the things that will come up during this year's recordings.
Yay. So I have hopes for Mom Fashions in this kind of new season, that we continue to grow, that we still connect with our very loyal and faithful listeners, but we can grow into new areas and new moms and just going on the journey of motherhood together. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what Mom Fashions is. It's a space where we can maybe say things that we might not say other times, and we can talk honestly about how we feel and think and what our experiences are, and also hearing from lots of other moms, which mm-hmm. I'm very excited about.
So. Learning from other moms.
And learning from Aaron, our new co-host. So I think that's a wrap. We're going to see you next episode, right?
Sounds good. I'll be here.
You're coming back, right?
I'm coming back.
Yay! All right. See you next time.
Woohoo.
As always, visit fwmoms.com. To see the notes from this show, including links to products and content mentioned in this episode. And one more time, just in case you missed it, fwmoms.com.
Bill Media.